Update, episode 123. Brad joins us in spirit.
I'm a leopard, man.
Hello, everybody. RSPB update 123, which sums up to 6, is coming down the tubes, your internet tubes, FiOS, cable, DSL, dial-up, whatever you have. We regret to inform you that Brad had a tragic accident and his microphone didn't come yet.
Tragic accident?
Yeah, it's a tragic accident because, well, he phoned up the people who were going to be delivering it, but they couldn't speak English, so it kind of stuck somewhere, and he doesn't know where it is, so hopefully for next week. He said he was going to go out to the store and buy his own tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever, on the weekend sometime. But anyways, we've got a nice group of people here to fill in for him. We've got Warren.
Hey.
And Mike.
Hello.
We're going to do this show 100% Canadian edition, that's what we can call it. Not sure if we've had one of these before.
I think you did.
Okay, then. In that case, let's get started. No need to mosey on around the bush. The Halloween update. It is that time of year. What do you guys think about this update? Was it worth your time, you think?
Not really.
I know.
No.
Mike? No?
No.
Because basically, tell me if I'm hitting the nail on the head here or missing it or not, but basically, I found that the event itself was rather interesting, but the rewards was just kind of crappy, right?
Well, they're always crappy. They can't give you a good reward or else people complain that they missed it.
Yeah, I guess that's a choice that they make when they choose their audience, because like they are focusing their audience at like the younger market, so, and we know that younger people do have a tendency to kind of get upset when things don't go their way.
Well, the game is supposed to be for 13 plus.
Exactly.
People over 13 plus should be able to handle it.
I know. Like, that's what was good about the good old days, because they didn't have to worry about any of that. I'm not gonna say any bad words here, but they didn't have to worry about any of that. You know what I mean. What word am I looking for? Political correctness? No.
No.
Making sure they didn't have to worry about making sure everyone is happy. Yeah, that's it. Anyways, the reward for this was the Grim Reaper hood and the hand emote that comes out of the ground and scratches the ground. I think the emote's kind of neat. But that hood kind of doesn't go with anything. Are you guys wearing it or what?
I really have nothing else to wear, so yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, you're level 4, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm Ponage.
No, I like my black calf better.
Okay. You want to trade?
No.
Okay. I'm wearing it with my skeleton suit from last year. It kind of goes well, because that is kind of Halloweenish, if you know what I mean. That's pretty much all I could think of. And then, yet again, that doesn't even go well with it. Like, I think a Slayer cape would go better, but you know how rare those are. Oh, there was the electric chair in the background. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Yes, well, that's what Brad thinks it is. Okay, so basically, one of you guys, flip a coin or something, describe the event.
Mike can do it.
Well, it's like really babied how he tells you exactly what to do for everything. First, you come in, you talk to him, and then he wants you to go out to his garden to get a skull from one of his servants. Apparently, he accidentally touched him, gave him a pat on the back, and that killed him. So you are collecting the skull so that the next servant that he bought doesn't have a bad impression, apparently.
That's right. And you have to push through the spider webs to. It's like a maze.
Yeah, most of them don't let you through.
You know, I found that there's only like one main path and one main path out, so.
Yeah, that
makes
it too easy.
Yeah. A maze with more paths is harder than a maze with one path.
Yeah.
A maze with one path isn't really a maze, though, is it?
Well, because, yeah, exactly. That's why it's not hard.
Okay. Well, anyways, after that, you go into, what is, dining room?
Yeah, the dining room.
And then you, like, search everything to find all his items. And then you read his diary to find out where to put them back.
Yeah. I reached into the wrong side of the fish tank and got bitten.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have to read the diary. It's just highlighted in red where you have to put it in.
I know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I find it hard to read those kind of books on RuneScape, you know?
Yeah, I find them boring.
Yes. Did you read it, Mike? When you did it?
Yeah, I actually did, but I probably wouldn't have if you didn't tell me to do this event before we did the show.
So what did the diary say?
Basically he's just like talking about some of his days.
Oh.
And, well, that's where I found out that he accidentally killed a servant by patting him on the back. And I don't remember the other days. They weren't that interesting, though.
Okay, well, it's important that the main one sticks out. Okay. And then the then there's just the part upstairs, right?
Yeah, after that you do his agility course.
Yeah, and that was pretty simple. Because there's only one way to go, and, well, if you fail, you fail, and you can just start again.
Apparently it's for keeping his servants in shape.
Well, the spring trap, you know, like, you just step on that and it springs you, so there's not much there.
Yeah.
Going down a slide, yeah, that's not very... good exercise, is it?
No.
Yeah, so... Anyways, you can see a picture of this on my RuneWire. Yeah, you guys thought I was going to, like, plug the blog or something, right?
It's on your blog too, isn't it?
No, I don't use the blog for RuneScape pictures anymore.
Oh.
I don't. But you can check out my Flashy Friday on the blog if you want to go check that out. You have to trap this cat in an area.
Okay.
And when you trap it...
Yeah. There's one other thing about the event. That his dog, what was the dog's name again?
Forget.
Well, anyways, if you blow a raspberry at him, he takes a chomp out of you. He hit me a 94.
Isn't that your current hit points, anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, did you do that by accident, or?
Oh, well, I was just checking out everything in there before it's gone.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, ratings out of 5, please.
One, it would have been a 2, but there was a noob harassing me through the agility course.
What were they doing?
It was a level 10 making fun of my level.
What the heck? Like, I should have came and made fun of him. God, like, that's where you get these problems these days. Was he a peer?
I have no idea.
God. Anyways, yes, so, Mike, rating?
2.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
Okay, finally, a good bug fix this week. The woodcutting and fishing sounds are no longer part of the area sounds. Yay!
That was one of the rants we discussed in, what episode, like,
112 or something, wasn't it? I don't know when it was, but it was from Metal Maniac on the forums. Yes, that was the famous, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No. Don't bring that
Warren?
Up again.
I don't know, can you explain that to me?
Okay.
No, let's not get into this again.
No, I'm going to have a use for it.
I'll explain it after, okay?
Okay.
After the show. Anyway.
I say no. I don't agree.
Okay. So, I'm not sure if they fixed the teleporting sounds, but this is very good for the woodcutting sound, because if you remember last week, I played some of the woodcutting clip, and it really sounds like you're, like you're next to a fleet of woodpeckers or something, you know? It's just so nice to have that fixed.
Yeah, because so. You should be able to hear your own sounds all the time.
Yes, that's right. But then I could see where they got the logic that it was an area sound, because think about it, if you're in a forest cutting stuff down, you'd hear everyone else's cutting down, you know?
Yeah, but then what goes under sound effects?
I know.
Everything can be an area sound.
Little noises your player makes?
Well, that could be an area sound, too.
Not if they're like you know those noises your ears make sometimes?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, yay for Jagex fixing that. Updated the attack styles for two-handed swords. The chop button on the combat interface is now a slash attack instead of its usual stab attack. How long was it like that? Was that like that since RuneScape 2 came out, or?
Probably since they updated the two-hand swords to be carried on your shoulder.
Because I know I haven't really used a two-handed sword since RuneScape Classic.
Or when we got the Dragon Two-Hand from the KQ.
Oh, yes, we did, didn't we? Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? That was a dragon drop, and that's probably all we got in what? And a chain, and how many trips was it? Over 400 or something?
We're up to over 104, or under? No, over 450, sorry.
Right, and only one chain. That's bad. Anyways, I don't know. You guys who use two-handed swords can take a look at that on your own time. It doesn't really affect me, but... Hmm?
Do people actually use two-handed swords?
That's a good question. I know the god sword. Yeah, the god sword, right. Because that's the newest two-handed sword, and, well, people, of course, are going to be using that because it's, well, rare and powerful. So, I guess so. Would you use a two-handed sword? Over anything else in your armory?
Well, not a normal two-handed sword.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Mike?
What? Well, maybe a god sword.
Okay.
But nothing else.
Okay. RuneScape front page redesign. They're going in a neat little direction on this. First, they've got the recent news. More news, which is basically an archive of the past three news items before the top three that are on here right now. Article of the week, which is the God Wars Dungeon. Introduction. Recently added articles area. So, I don't know. That's kind of interesting how they did that. But it like, you have to scroll down along, like, a good distance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's annoying. Whereas, like the width of the page is 930 some odd pixels, right?
Yeah.
If I was doing it, I would have made it expandable so that it would, in the event that it's small, it would do what it's doing now, but otherwise kind of like style it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like that's just the way I do it because, well, 1024 by 768, yeah, that's everyone's resolution, but what about for those of us who are on wider resolutions, you know? Mike, what are you running?
What? Sorry?
What resolution are you running?
Oh, I'm running 1280 by 800 on my laptop.
Okay. And Warren, your iMac is 1680 by 1050, right?
I guess. I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. whenever I get a new screen or something, I go in and adjust the resolutions to as big as they can, because... Long time ago, I had a big CRT that I ran at 1600 by 1200. Oh. Anyways. They've also added a knowledge-based search on the front page, and a few more quick links, like to player submissions, development diaries, lores, and histories from the original ones. And, of course, they still got that nice little yellow thing called membership, because then we know how much JX likes taking our money, right?
Well, I don't know why they moved it up that high.
I know.
Well, at least recently they removed two elements from it and put them somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. What were the other two that were there?
Extend and cancel.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they hide the cancel one.
Yes. Start a new subscription.
Oh, I guess it's good for the idiots because I have an 8-year-old cousin who wanted to become a member. They didn't know how. They're like, I'm not telling you.
No!
But you're 8.
It's supposed to be only for people above 13. Tell him he's not allowed until he's 13.
No, I don't think he would care.
Yeah, but you need to click that link.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Why does it have the highlighting in yellow, too?
I know. That's obviously a marketing strategy. Anyways, we should be moving on now to the polls, which is player-submitted polls numero 6. Is that how you'd say that in French? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't do French.
No. Warren, do you?
Kind of, but I'm not that good.
Okay.
Apparently I was, like, one of the best students in my French class last year, though.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I stopped taking French in grade 8 because there was only 10 people in it and I was the only guy. That's when that woman took over. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, anyone who took French in grade 7, they were forced to take it in grade 8 and 9 when I went there.
Yep.
Like, I'm glad I didn't
take it. On the report card, she said, I'll see you in French 9 next year, Shane, when I didn't even sign up for it. God. Anyways, that's beside the point here. Question 1, what is your favorite cape emote from various other people? Before we go into their answers, let's take a look at ours. Warren, what's yours?
You mean the skill cape emote?
Yeah, skill cape.
I don't really have a favorite.
Okay. Mike?
I think either ranging or... Yeah, probably ranging.
I didn't think of ranging. How the guy fires the arrow up in the air and then comes down?
Yeah.
That's good.
What's your favorite?
Well, I voted prayer because I didn't think of ranging because I tend to neglect that skill.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the prayer one, you just, like, jump up and spin around, don't you?
Yeah. With little wings.
And quest point, that one's ugly, too.
I know! What the heck? That's the second option. 12%!
I have that one. It's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess defense could be my favorite. Only if that bug is still in.
Oh,
if
right.
You're sitting in a chair in the playground house. You can throw the rock up and break it over your head.
12% do not have an opinion, and fourth choice is agility. And the bottom three are farming, herblore, and crafting.
I would have thought rune crafting would have been the bottom.
Or crafting. Regular crafting.
Yeah, but rune crafting is horrible too. Why is that so high?
Yeah, it's like a wimpy emote. It's got the runes that spin around, you know? Magic's pretty wimpy as well. Yeah, like they just did not put enough effort in on some of these emotes, you know? Like, you can clearly tell which ones they put effort in onto, like the agility, the prayer, the ranged. You know? You get what I'm saying? Farming is when you throw some seeds on the ground, waters them, and then picks up the flowers. And yeah, I know that one.
That has to be one of the worst.
but it's Project Green. I didn't do Project Green because of the nice little emote. I did not do that. I just did it because I like farming and the color green. I like farming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, second question. What do you think the Penguins have been up to since the Cold War quest? 666 over 777. What do you think they've been up to? Yes.
I chose creating clockwork replacements for the leaders of RuneScape.
Well, that's a good idea. Okay, Warren?
I don't even know what the options are.
Okay, then. I think I chose building a yellow submarine. No. I actually chose the clockwork ones. Or no, I chose the sheep anatomy. Because you remember that was the one with the penguin sheep, you know? That's why I chose that. But, yeah, that's a good idea with clockwork replacements. Good idea, good idea. Building a yellow submarine, I don't know, they could be sued by the EMI for copyright infringements of the Beatles song.
I don't think you can get sued for just saying it.
Maybe. I've got a quote on my blog that says, "We all live in a yellow subroutine."
Okay. It's not even funny, though.
It is.
No, it's not. Okay.
Okay. Next question.
What in RuneScape makes you the most happy?
I'm so happy now.
I would have chose winning a mini game, but there's so many, the only one I can think of that was like that is winning the Fire Cape one, Fight Caves. But the rest, like, play, like, Castle Wars with some noobs, I'm not happy if I win. It's boring.
What about the games room?
I haven't been there since it was released.
Okay. I said getting a level because when you get high up, it's so far away, you know, between levels. That's what I said. I don't know about you guys, but
makes Warren the most happy?
Yeah, that's part of doing the show. You gotta be on your toes and have the pages open.
I just opened it. I didn't realize I could view it because it's members only.
Oh yeah, right.
Results.
Well, what would make you happy?
I guess gaining a level.
Yeah.
Or getting unbanned.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, when's the complaint letter going out?
I'll have to finish that.
Yeah. Is there lots of names on it, like over 500 or something?
Yes, there's lots.
Yeah. Thanks to the great support of the RSBNB community.
Yep.
Okay. Finally, which quest would you like to see more of in the future? 41% say fighting-based quest where you hack and slash your way to the reward. Mike, what'd you say?
I said puzzle.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Because those are so hard for the little 8-year-olds like Warren's cousin. What kind of quest would Warren want?
I guess puzzle-based quests, but if I was voting in the poll, the option I would choose is I don't play quests.
Oh, so you're not a quester then?
No.
Ah, okay.
It has a really, really good reward.
Yeah, or if it's an important one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that pretty much wraps up the poll this week, unless anybody else has anything they want to say. Going. Gone. Sold to Mike for the price of 5 million GP.
You can
deliver your payment later. Okay, on to the questions now. Some of the questions did not get answered this week because there are so many. Normally, I've just been taking about 10, so get your questions in early if you want to have a good chance of getting them on. First one is an audio question from Chief Snake.
Good evening, Shane, and whoever else happens to be on the show this week. I have two short questions for you, both bearing no relation to each other whatsoever. Firstly, have you ever pulled, or how often do you pull all-nighters? Secondly, when was the last time you fainted, and can you explain it? Personally, I've only ever unintentionally pulled one all-nighter. It was at my friend's house, and we were going to bed fairly early, but I couldn't sleep. I have no idea why, because I felt fine, but that night I did not get a minute of sleep. The next morning my friend got up and went out to the kitchen to get some breakfast. I got up, used the bathroom, and as I was coming out of it, I fainted. Falling sideways, hit my head on the wall, and then slammed face first onto the tiles. My friend heard it instantly and rushed to the scene, but instead of comforting me, he was going, "Get up, come on, before Dad gets home." However, I couldn't, and just lay there for a while because the tiles were cool and my face was hot. Suddenly, his Dad came through the front door, only to see me lying flat on the ground on the tiles in the middle of the hallway. Anyway, after that I got up, and the Talos must have just given me my wake-up call, because I was fine for the rest of the day. Hope you enjoyed my little story. Now it's time for yours. Don't hesitate to go into detail.
Some friend, eh? Would you do that if I fell over at your house?
Would I tell you to get up?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Anyways, all-nighters, Warren.
How many did I pull?
Yeah, and when was the last one?
Not many. I guess the last one was the night my sister was born.
Wow.
In August, because I really couldn't sleep.
Yeah, I know how that is. When everyone's away and you gotta basically man the fort yourself and you're waiting on news. Yeah, I know what you mean there. Okay. Mike?
Well, sometimes pull all-nighters for schoolwork. And every weekend stay up late, but I wouldn't call those all-nighters.
No.
Up till 6. But I'm not up for more than 24 hours, so I wouldn't call it over all-nighter.
Yeah, we haven't beat Brad's record yet of 73 hours, so...
Yeah... I can't stay up, I can't stay up for more than 36 hours. That's
okay.
Too much.
I think my record is like 23 or something. Warren, what's yours?
I guess 29 or something.
Wow. I feel like such a noob. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My last all-nighter was, well, technically not an all-nighter because I went to bed at 4. I was working on this project. It's not an all-nighter, but that's the last time I actually stayed up, having to stay up late. Not just because I wanted to. I don't know if you call it all-nighter, but the latest I've ever stayed up was like 7:30. Not really, but I guess you could call it that because the sun is already up, you know? Technically. You could call staying up till 5 an all-nighter, because in the early parts of May and June and July, the sun gets up at like 5, doesn't it, here?
Well, if that's the case, then every week.
Okay. Well, what about fainting, Warren?
I have never fainted.
Okay. Mike?
No, I haven't fainted.
Neither have I. The only time I've fell down on the floor was sleepwalking. Walked out of the room, ran into the wall, and then woke up when I hit the floor.
Wow.
Made a really loud bang, woke everyone else up, too.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I
do lots
of
strange things in my sleep.
Like brushing your teeth?
Yeah, like last night. Yep. I was already asleep for an hour, apparently, and wake up and I start brushing my teeth. But I'd already done it before I went to bed. Okay, what were you saying?
Oh, I thought I was going to faint once. I felt really close, but I didn't.
Oh, when was this?
Oh, that was last time I went paintballing. I don't know, it was really hot. And after running around for a long time, crouched.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like Counter-Strike where you can, like, you have to run crouch. You can't. It's not, we've had this discussion before where it's not like you can't, like, what was it? You can't crouch like that. You actually got to run crouched.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting question, Chief Snake. Maybe you ought to find a new friend. Okay. Next one is from Alt Mac Daddy, calling himself UMD. If PHP BB3 comes out, how long do you think it will take you to migrate the forums over to it? Will you have a beta version? Okay, what's our official stance on this?
Well, it won't take long to get it out. Right now we have testing one just for mods only at phpbb3.rsvnb.com, but no one else is going to have access to that till it's officially released.
Yeah, and we have, like, there's only certain ways to get on there, I think, so there's no point in going there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they won't even see anything because all the forums are hidden, but they're actually there. But
they're hidden. Okay.
And no one can log in.
Yeah. What was it? RC5, I think? They redid the entire templating engine?
Yeah. Right now we're still on RC5.
Yes. So we're going to have to redesign the themes and everything, so...
Yeah, I worked on that for quite a while, porting that one over and making another one almost finished, but...
Then they changed the entire engine.
So now they just have to be started over. I think I'm going to wait till it's released.
Final. Yeah, it's a good choice, because what is it, RC7 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we won't be running the beta or release candidate of it, because, well, we've seen with PHP BB3 that there was a big hole in the last one.
Yeah, so I should probably take our current one offline anyways.
Yeah. If anybody wants to make a theme, feel free, just... make it like a website theme, consult the documentation, and if we like it, we might use it.
Yeah.
Also, what happened to Pika 69? He was on once. What episode number was that?
100.
100, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think.
I thought it was 104.
Yeah, 104. Because you were on it too, weren't you? It was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right, our 1-year anniversary. Or 2 years, I mean.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's when he was on it. Oh. Yeah, so we still have contact with him. He's just been doing other things besides RSBNB related. I still see him on RS sometimes, so I'll say hello to him for next time for you guys.
He's on MSN all the time, too.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in a while, though.
Yeah, neither have I. Maybe I should. Yeah, I will. That was from Alt Mac Daddy, UMD, which is not a WMD. Which is not an which is an ICBM, but not an Intel chip-based Mac, he says. In his signature for his thing.
Okay.
Yes. Next question. Warren, take this one, except leave the first word out.
If you would get permanently banned for joking in client chat like many people do, what would be your feelings, and what else would you do? From Yan.
Go ahead, this is your area.
Well, it makes me feel discouraged from playing, and I really don't want to support JAX that much anymore, and I don't like how they automated my appeal.
Yeah, that's really, like, that's showing how much they care about your customers, so... I don't know, maybe if that was me, I wouldn't support them either, because I'd want a personalized reply, you know? Mm. So what's the next step, then?
Well, then you do your last chance appeal, I guess, but I don't want to do that, because I don't want to play on my last chance.
Yeah, that's right. So, are you keeping on this new account that you have, or...?
I haven't really been playing it.
Okay.
But...
And we know that if things happen, we'll just send Creepy to... He said he will offer to strap himself to Andrew Gower's car.
Yeah, well, that's probably illegal.
Yeah, what about letter bombs?
That's more illegal.
Okay. Moving onwards, then. Unless Mike and I want to answer this one, too. Which I'd probably be doing the same things, if not a few more other side of the dark side things that I don't want to talk about here.
If I was banned and I couldn't get my account back, I wouldn't play anymore.
Okay.
Actually, I barely play right now, so...
Yeah, it's a site that keeps us going, eh?
Yeah, mostly. Like, we wouldn't shut down the site, but I wouldn't play anymore.
Yeah, so we'd have to find someone else to go gather data, and we'd need to get a clone of you or something.
A clone of me?
Yeah.
Why a clone of me?
Because you like getting all that kind of good, detailed data. Anyways, if it was me, well, I'm not going to say what I'd do, because it wouldn't be right to say what I'd do here, because it might offend some people.
What? No, you can say it.
No, that's okay.
No,
I don't
you
want
can.
I don't want Jagex coming after me.
No, you can say it.
Well,
they don't listen to this, do they?
No, they might, because they fixed the rant as soon as we talked about it.
That was a few weeks after, though.
Yeah, but taking kind of time to make a fix, update it, you know?
Oh, who knows?
Who knows? So if you want to know, I'll do it some other day, maybe on the clip show.
Okay. What if they listen to that one, then?
Yeah, well, then we're screwed. Then we're screwed.
Okay.
What is the fastest way to gain HP experience? Pest control? Red Chinchomp is at Apatol? From rice? Personally, I'd have to say I'm not so sure about Chinchompas, unless you want to raise your range as well. What's the multiplier for hit points when you're using ranged?
It's the same for if you're doing anything.
Okay, so 1 point something?
1.3333. Repeat it.
Okay. So, maybe. Or pest control? I really wouldn't say pest control anymore after what they did to it, you know?
Yeah. Better off training at the ogres or something than pest control.
Yeah, one of those two things. Like, pick a good monster and go to them.
I haven't done Red Chinchompas, but those are expensive.
I know. I have 1K if you want to buy them. They're just sitting, or actually, I think it's 1.8 or something, but you know how to get a hold of me. Oh, yeah. This is also the fellow who traded herb seeds and herbs with me, so he gave me a bunch of herb seeds and I gave him a bunch of herbs, and he gave me a Zamorak spear.
Zamorak spear?
Uh-huh. From the God Wars. It looks pretty good. Same special as the Dragon Spear, but I wouldn't use it for a weapon, but it looks good to walk around with, you know? Looks like something you could just point at someone's nose, and if they really bug you, just jab it up their nose.
How expensive are they?
I'm not sure. I didn't look that up. It was from rice. Rice is good for you. Everybody should eat rice.
I don't like rice that much.
So is pasta.
No!
Yeah, no.
And cheese.
Oh. Okay.
I only like rice with chili.
Oh, interesting. I've never had that before in that combination.
And
I just have it with soy sauce.
And I put cottage cheese in my potatoes.
Okay, moving onwards. Next question. Mike, please.
Okay. What MP4 iPod converter should I use? Because I bought a video iPod but can't put videos on it. And also, did you know that UDSCAP quit RS?
It's UDSCAP.
Oh, sorry. And that's from Skillpeer 100.
Okay. I have a recommendation for this software, but if any of you guys do first?
Nope, I don't have a video iPod.
Okay. There's this software called Handbrake, which used to be for Mac only, but now it's for... now you can use it for Windows as well. It can output... It has presets for outputs to, like, iPod video, DVD, basically a huge selection of other formats. So basically, you input your video, it'll output it. You just say video iPod, and it'll set up nice and properly. You can get it from handbrake.m0k.org. It's a nice GPL open source project. We all like that. But if you wanted to do it manually, I suppose you could import it via Adobe Premiere or Premiere Elements and then export it as MPEG-4 with a resolution of 320 by 240 and whatever else the iPod video spec calls for. There's probably a built-in preset, but... I don't know, Handbrake would probably be easiest, so go check that out.
Premiere and the other one cost lots of money.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure about the Windows Movie Maker and Windows Vista. I don't suppose any of us have tried that. It probably still only exports to WMV, right?
probably I wouldn't use
Movie Ew. Maker. Yeah. Ew is right. Good job. Okay, that was from Skillpier 100, and yes, we do know that UDS Cap quit RS. He told me about it actually after he did it, so there's no question as to where he went, so he didn't disappear. Oh, and you're in luck. There is an option for iPod High Res and iPod Low Res, iPhone / iPod Touch, Apple TV, PSP, PS3, QuickTime, Television, Classic, Normal. Oh, yeah. Definitely. This looks like the thing you'd want. Handbrake.m0k.org. The next question, please.
Warren can take it.
Okay.
What fan site community related content do you think Tragic should consider making for the official website and why? And that is from Anubis.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't think they should do any community related things on their forum because that sucks.
Yeah, they'd probably screw it up.
They should, release things to support their fan sites, because they're fan sites, not hate sites.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head there, because you know what kind of graphics we're supposed to use. It's just crap.
I downloaded that one.
Yeah, package. Yeah. So, I don't know. But if they were to release a feature, I don't know. I'd have to, they won't release quest guides or an item database, right?
Well, no, they have their quest help system.
Which is crap.
They used to have a list of NPCs with pictures of them moving.
Yeah, I don't think that gets updated anymore, though.
Don't they still have that? It's just not linked anymore?
Oh, maybe. I know they hardly had any in it.
Yeah.
And the pictures were outdated anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I don't know. Stat signatures? Would they do that? No, because that would endorse fan sites, and we all know how they don't like doing that.
And they would probably look really, really bad.
Yes, yes. They'd watermark.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Giant RuneScape watermark.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what they could do without screwing it up royally. So, who knows? Who knows? Anyways, yes. Thank you, Anubis. You know, that's with his name. Like, I just always say it like that. What about you guys?
Anubis.
I know, that's how it's supposed to be said, but it just comes out that way for some reason. Okay. Anubis. Thank you. Mike, please, next one.
Have you guys ever been in ISS or OSS? Inside school suspension or outside school suspension? That's from Duradell.
You?
Me?
Yes.
I got an in-school one once for not doing my homework.
What?
But they gave you in-school suspension for that?
Because it was more than once.
Oh.
It was repeated, so.
Okay. No outs, though?
No,
okay. Well,
I didn't fight people or anything like that.
Okay, Warren?
I've done a few in-school suspensions before.
For what?
Well, no comments.
Okay, out of school?
No, I've never been that.
Yeah, did you, assault a teacher or something?
No, nothing against a teacher.
Did you punch another kid?
You would just get sent to a wall for that.
Okay.
You get sent to a wall for punching a kid?
Yeah.
What?
Any form of violence was out school suspension at our schools.
Yeah. They...
it was crazy.
Yeah. That's right. I don't know. Yeah, It must have been something pretty interesting if you say no comment.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not interesting enough to say. No, I'm sorry.
You can tell us later on MSN. Okay, that was from Duradel.
What about you, Shane?
I said no already.
Oh.
Oh. How is your handwriting? Which one of you has the worst? I have very, very bad handwriting. That's what Red Steel says. I don't know. I haven't seen Warren's handwriting.
I haven't seen Warren's, but I'd say Shane's is the worst.
It's readable, though.
It's not.
It's readable for exams.
It's actually gotten better than before. I couldn't read it before, but now I can kind of read it.
Okay. People who have the worst ones are doctors.
Yeah.
Warren, how is your writing?
I can't really do handwriting anymore because I haven't done it in a long time, I don't think.
Yeah.
Grade 5, I won the first writing award.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh.
He's got the best writing here. Yes. I don't know. My sister says my 4s look like 8s.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah, I vote you for worse.
Okay, that's from Rhett Steele. Next one's from Blooper Singer. If you were suddenly to become a Jagex staff member for whatever reason, what would be the first thing you'd do? Mike?
What would I do? Well, it depends on what kind of Jagex staff member I am.
Assuming any kind of gold crown person, I guess. Like, I think they can all unban, ban, set stats, and teleport, right?
Well, the first thing I do? Unban Warren, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. What about you? What would be the first thing you'd do, Warren? I assume unban yourself?
Yeah, and then I'd ban that certain person.
Ooh! Yes, no mentioning names here because we don't want a lawsuit, but
yeah.
I know
who you're talking about. Mike knows who you're talking about. You know who you're talking about. That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah.
Well, since you're taking care of that business, Mike's taking care of that. First of all, I would demote all the player mods who are under the age of 13, and I would secondly remove every player who is under the age of 13. Then next, I would start removing peers. And then
how
after
everyone who's under 13.
Because it's a rule. It clearly states that you're not allowed if you're under 13.
That's going to be lots of effort.
Oh well, just figure it out.
Because how about just
population?
Ban their account till they turn 13.
No.
How are you going to ban 80% of the population?
Oh well, it'll set it back to how it was back in the good old days. That's what I'd do.
Bring back killing between towns.
Yes, I'd do that too. that would definitely help the macroing solution, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's the ticket. They just got to bring back killing between towns, and the macro problem will disappear.
Well, we'll teleport.
Would you be able to set PK or non-PK for that? Because then the macros would just all fit non-PK.
Well, I think... I don't know how it was back then, but I know... Did you have an option if you were walking between? If someone was there? Did you, like, and they started fighting? Did you have an option to turn it off, or what do we know about this?
I
don't think there was there? And remember, in RuneScape Classic, you couldn't run till after you were hit 3 times. That would be dangerous now with, like, you can hit high with all these new weapons.
Yes. Omar's ray gun.
You need to exit combat to eat.
Yeah, I sort of remember that. Yep. Yeah, Yeah, that would be... Okay, now, thinking realistically, ban everyone under the age of 13, bring back... in between town PKing, and start hunting down the peers. There we go. That makes me so much happy. Nice question, Blooper Singer. You win the award for this week. Okay, Mike, next one.
During the show, you use a wiki. Or wait, I'm on the next one after that, sorry.
Okay.
Or let's just do that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, just do this one.
During the show, you use a wiki. What is it? I'm no good with all this tech stuff. Wub Kenny.
Okay, well, wiki is basically an editable web page that anybody can edit, providing they have a password and a valid username.
And where it's located.
Yes. With ours, what we do is we have a set location, and what happens is each week we create a new page for the show, update, put the content on this page, and anybody on the show is given the password, and they can edit it, add in things, and do whatever the heck they want. Now, back in the Pika era, the wiki pages were rather interesting.
He changed them around?
Yeah, he put little weird pictures on them and whatnot. Yeah. The wiki is something we've adopted actually early on episode 11, and we've been using it like till now, episode 123, so it works. I've got archives of all of our notes since then.
What did you use before that?
Text files passed between each other on MSN. Yes, so that's basically what a wiki is. An editable web page. Like, Wikipedia is the biggest, I think, right?
Yep, probably.
Okay. That was from Kenny. Warren, question from PFK99s now.
Last Christmas, the holiday event unlocked an extra item for members. The player-owned has a plantable Christmas tree. While free-to-play, we're stuck with just a reindeer hat. Do you think Jajax will or should release any more of these events to encourage people to become members from PFK99s? Guess they should, because they pay.
I don't know. What's your stance on this kind of advertising?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to know how many people signed up during that month to get the reindeer the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I think it's just encouraging more of these under 13s to sign up. You know, Warren, you're saying before the show your cousin wanted to get members?
Yeah.
Who is 8?
Yeah.
So, it's a good idea from a business standpoint, but from a practical standpoint and from a gamer standpoint, I'm just not sure on it.
Well, they released something for, the player-owned house. You can't make it free-to-play.
I know, so. But anyways, the tree was a pretty sad excuse for a tree. It didn't even look like a real Christmas tree.
Yeah, it was ugly anyways.
And you had it planted in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my parlor.
It should go in the house next to a fireplace trimmed with nice little stockings.
Where's our junk room to put all our junk in?
I know. We don't even play parlor games in the parlor. I have a junk room down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The best thing would be a Christmas tree that you can put in your house, right? In. Not outside. In.
They won't do that this year now, because they already
did. One that looks like the Vera Christmas tree.
Yes, that was a nice Christmas tree.
Yeah, one that actually looks like a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
Also, I replaced mine with a yew tree because it was ugly.
Yeah. Also, for a Christmas event, I'd just be happy if they made it snow pretty much everywhere, you know? Except for, in the coastal areas.
That would be interesting, but that would be too much. They wouldn't be able to put it on the ground. That would be too much for them.
Oh, they could.
I don't know if it would be that easy to do that, though, would it?
I don't know, just have a general snow tile and put it everywhere. I'm sure there's a way to multiple replace tiles from all the way across, you know?
I don't know, it would be too white.
Yeah.
Just general.
White on, that could hurt people's eyes. I don't know. Thank you, PFK99s. Final question, and the last word goes to Billy. What are your opinions on the War on Terror and of the United States? Also, what is your favorite food from each of the groups, i.e. grains, fats, and oils, vegetables, fruit, dairy? What do you like more, fruit or vegetables? And finally, what's your favorite snack, i.e. Doritos, Hershey bars, Tostitos? Let's do the food part first, how about?
Oh, you're hungry?
No, I just want to get this out of the way.
Okay.
Your favorite food from each of those groups?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Like, out of the groups?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, let's just go favorite food, then. That's too much to think of in such a short time period. So, favorite food?
Probably, like, a steak or something, then.
Okay. Warren?
Pizza.
Okay. For me, I really don't care as long as there's no cheese or pasta caked on it, you know? But,
what's your favorite, though?
Meatloaf.
Cheese-covered meatloaf?
No.
With pasta in it.
No, okay. Fruit or vegetables?
Fruit, I guess.
Fruit. Yes, fruit. I don't like vegetables, they just seem too bland, you know? Fruit can be sour, can be sweet, you know, it can be bitter.
Yeah.
Fruit is just tastes more good, like strawberries and raspberries. Bananas, apples, oranges, whole bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Favorite snack?
Tostitos and salsa is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. I'll go with that, too. Warren?
I guess I don't really have a favorite snack.
Okay.
What'd you have for snack before the show?
Yeah. Yogurt?
Leftover potato salad.
Oh, yeah, potato salad's good. As long as it's homemade and doesn't have, like...
And has cheese in it.
No. No.
And pasta.
Okay. I'm gonna call this something about cheese and pasta then. For the 100... Yeah, never mind. Okay, finally, opinions on the War on Terror and the United States. If Brad was here, we'd be hearing a lot from him right now.
Play the clip.
Oh, yes, including something... No, I'll save it for tech news. It's more fun.
Okay. Well, they only choose the countries that have resources they want to have a war on terror on.
Exactly.
There are lots of other countries that are...
harboring terrorists.
Yeah, so I don't agree with it.
I know. You look at Iraq, and that was the main reason for that was the oil, you know? Finishing up Daddy's job from the early 1990s. That was the main reason for Iraq. Well, Afghanistan, we know, because that's where the organization came from that flew the planes into the World Trade Center. So, Afghanistan, kind of obvious. Iraq, well, it was just used as an excuse for weapons of mass destruction when there weren't any. Pretty much a stupid, pointless war because basically all they did was remove Saddam Hussein from power, create an insurgency, and try and get their oil. So, that's that. They're going to invade Canada next. Because, or Saskatchewan, more likely, because on the news tonight, Saskatchewan said they're the number one source of uranium in North America. And the U.S. probably needs some uranium.
I doubt they'll invade Canada.
I wouldn't mind Saskatchewan, because I'll... Saskatchewan.
I have family in Saskatchewan.
What city?
All over the place. My mom used to live on a farm in Langenberg.
It's just that for some reason people from Alberta don't like Saskatchewan.
Racist.
racist.
You have nothing to worry about. You're in Ontario.
We just don't like flatness.
Yes.
The flatness of Saskatchewan.
And socialism. Anyways, okay. Ideas on the U.S.? I'm not going to say too much here. That's Brad's part. I'm sure you can ask him for a nice long discussion about what he thinks of the U.S., but my problem in the U.S. is with the president and not the people, so that's what my feeling is on the U.S. Warren, Mike?
I already said my opinion.
Okay. Warren?
I don't really have one.
Okay. On to tech news. We're going to start small and get big. Gmail gets IMAP. Am I the only one here that's excited about this?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Okay. Do you guys know why IMAP is good?
No.
Okay. Well, basically, let me read a bit of this story here first. Okay. Gmail has integrated IMAP into their integration service. Basically, a big significant change, because none of the big three providers before Gmail, Yahoo, and MSN had IMAP. You could only get IMAP for paying something, like from somewhere like Fastmail or an upgraded Yahoo account. Whereas now Gmail gives it for free. And now you ask, why is IMAP significant? Why can't I just use POP3? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put this as simply as I can. You know, when you set up something like Outlook Express or Windows Mail or Apple Mail, with a POP3 account, it downloads every single message to your computer when you read it. But with IMAP, the messages are still stored on the server, and it just gets it. So let's say you download a message, read it on your computer, and then go back to Gmail on another computer, that message will show up as read. And this is the same configuration for SendBox, DeleteBox, pretty much everything. So IMAP is just a nice way of tying everything together without having multiple copies of your mail hanging around. It stays on the server, so that's why I'm so excited about this.
Why, what mail program do you use?
Well, I don't use any right now. I've just been using Gmail, but when my Leopard comes, I want to try the new Apple Mail and use the Gmail through that, because as it is, I have about 5 email accounts, and they all go to my Gmail, so.
Yeah, I just use Gmail on the site, so it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, exactly. But now you could use a client if you wanted to.
But I don't like clients.
Why not?
Why not just go directly to the source when it works?
Yeah, I guess. Because you're going to need a connection either way. Okay. A strong Halo 3 launch helped Microsoft to gain their first gaming profits in years. Microsoft reported quarterly earnings yesterday, and the company has been reasonably pleased with itself. Revenues were at $13.6 billion for the quarter, a full 27% jump from last year's first quarter revenues of $10.81 billion. The fiscal year is off to an outstanding start with the fastest revenue growth of any first quarter since 1999, said Chris Liddell, the chief financial officer of Microsoft. You know what this is from, technically, right?
Hmm?
You know what this is from, right?
What?
Halo 3.
Yeah?
No doubt about it.
Well, that's what the article started off with.
Yeah. Except I didn't read that. Anyways,
okay.
I don't know. Like, you know, you don't consider Microsoft as a top-of-the-line gaming company, though. Do you? What do you consider Microsoft as? Besides the vendor of Windows.
Well, that's what I'd associate them with the most.
Yeah.
The crappy OS.
A software company. Well, XP is okay. I'm not so sure about Vista. I think the jury's still out on it, but I don't know. It's just good that Microsoft managed to do this with Halo 3. But isn't Halo 3 by like Bungie or something? And they're not owned by Microsoft, are they? So
I don't know.
I don't know. So good for Microsoft, anyways. Credit to Halo 3 for doing this. None of Microsoft's own stuff, actually, though. It's like, I don't know. I just don't. I just don't enjoy Microsoft. I was watching this thing about virtualization in Windows 7. A lecture on it given by their head of virtualization, and it's so funny watching them defend as to why they make Vista aware, whether or not it's running in a virtual machine. Because we all know that they don't want you to do this, they want you to run it on actual hardware. I just found that funny. But I just find Microsoft funny at sometimes.
Yep. Oh, apparently Microsoft acquired Bungie in 2000, but they separated this month again.
I guess Bungie realized that they could do better on their own.
I don't know.
Probably. Anyways, yes, that's that. And finally, the news that Mac people will tell you about today is Leopard Day. As Brad would say,
I'm a leopard, man.
That's from episode 59. I just had to dig that up.
I'm a leopard, man.
He's never done it to the same way that he did it that first time, you know?
Play it again.
Okay.
I'm a leopard, man.
Oh. It's just never been done like that before. But yeah. Mac OS 10.5. Leopard is out now.
Did Warren get it on his new iMac? Or?
No, it came with Tiger.
Yeah, so he has the pleasure of saying that he's run 10.3, 10.4, and 10.5 when it comes.
I also was on one of the really old ones because they had it in my old school.
Wow. Was it like pre-10 or what?
Like really old. I don't know what it was.
Probably like 9. Crappy. Yeah. That's the thing with OS X. It was a bad OS before it went over to Unix, but it's gotten better with pretty much every revision since then. But that's a whole other story on mine. Mine was supposed to come today, but it had some problems being stuck on a truck. So I guess that would be Monday. Oh, that was the plan for this weekend. It was supposed to be here today, but the stupid courier company managed to screw things up. I was going to use another word, but decided not to.
And my computer was supposed to arrive on Monday, and it went through like 3 delays, but still got here on 3 days early.
God. Yeah, well, I had the Leopard ordered and a battery, because mine's really flaky, and the battery was apparently sitting on a truck since Monday. So.
Didn't you order the battery a couple weeks ago?
I ordered the battery on the 16th, and it shipped on the 19th.
Oh.
It was supposed to be here by the 19th. That's what it said. But no. God. Anyways, that's my own problem, so. That's it for tech news this week.
I'm a leopard, man.
Rants. We got 2 rants this week. They should be pretty good. So, Mike, first one, please.
All right. My rant is that everyone gets the same quest XP rewards. It should be related to your level in the skill, your total level, or your combat level. Something like how the Void Knights work. It could also be related to if you had actually used the skill in the quest or just bought the item. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you have a high level when you do the quest, the rewards are next to nothing. 30 seconds or so of training. If you have a low level, you get insane level boosts. Myself, I did Fight, Arena, Grand Tree, and Waterfall as a pure mage. I got 40 attack and 33 strength without ever having equipped a melee weapon. The first melee weapon I touched on this account was a Rune Skimmy. This should not be possible. The rewards for a quest should be about equal for a high level and a high level.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it means high level and a low level.
No, because that's what his rant is about. That they should be different.
Yeah. Yeah, that made no sense then.
Right now, the low level gets insane rewards, and high level, just about nothing. I'm not saying give low levels nothing. I'm saying make the rewards relative to level, and maybe give low levels a little boost since they put more effort into the quest. But that last sentence is totally against...
Yeah, he's contradicting himself there. See, he's a peer.
Well, not anymore.
But he said, I don't know.
Well, he was a peer, but he got 40 attack and 33 strength.
Well, it could still be a death peer.
So he wants the rewards for low levels lowered, but giving them a boost.
Yeah. And that they should be the same for, I don't know.
The way I read it was that he wants it, if you're high level, you get more rewards to actually make it useful, and if you're low level, you get less. So it's sort of like the same way the level experience works, where if you're low level, you get less because it takes less to get a level, where if you're high, it takes more to get a level. I think that's the way I read it, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's what he means, but he does contradict himself quite a bit.
Yes. Personally, I think it's a good idea. What about you guys?
Well, maybe for new quests, but not.
Yeah, you can't change old ones. Because that would just be not fair. Like, if they made Legends have a higher quest point requirement, you know?
Yeah.
Or if they made a quest, like how they nerfed that one quest that gave like 30k death XP and changed it to 3k, that was so annoying.
They can't change stuff like that after it's been out.
Once it goes out, it's out. You know, like that's how it should be.
Yep.
I don't know, Warren. Anything's on this?
I agree with you guys.
Oh, good. Anybody who agrees with us, you get on our good side. Anybody who doesn't, well.
What, they get banned?
No, they go to Serbia. Serbia. But Serbia. Anyways, yes. Yeah, Serbia, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. If we're done on that one, I'll read this next one. Okay, picture this. You got the picture?
No, he hasn't said anything yet.
You're running alongside when you see a green dot on the map. Wow, I'll go say hi. So you run over to your friend, meet up and talk. La-da-da-da-dee-da. And you go your separate ways. Okay, let's try this in real life. You're running along when you see a nearby friend. You decide to go and say hello and ask how they're doing. As you run up to them, they start to run away. Why is this? You have no idea. So you chase after them. Finally, you catch them. When you reach them, you put their hand on their shoulder and, oh my god, their head falls off. Why is this? Because apparently... you don't know how to sheath your weapon. Why? It appears that you can't run around without having your weapon raised like a lunatic. You run around with a two-hand sword, and it looks like you're going to just start swinging it around at the person straight out of an asylum. Insane asylum. There needs to be a sheathed version of wielding. Two hands on your back, of course, where... a weapon would go almost as big as you are. Simmies, long swords, short swords, daggers, whatever, medium, small size weapons obviously go on your hip. Bows strung around your back, staves, you can run around with them. It's like a walking stick.
What about anchors?
Yeah, that would have to go on your back as well.
That's the one. Well, actually, the running for that is okay for the weapon. It actually is funny.
Yeah, how you like bend your legs and run with the fire, like with your cape. I love that.
Yeah, the cape coming up like that, that's a bit unrealistic, but the running, that's actually pretty accurate for the weapon, I guess, because there's no other way you can really carry a heavy thing like that.
Yeah.
You chain it to your leg.
I don't know.
we all agree with this, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because why would you, you come
but
up
then,
to someone and then...
How would that change combat?
Yeah, I guess if you told it to attack something, a weapon would just go back to normal, or if Audio Retaliate is on, it would do that, I guess?
I don't know. Or would you have to waste a turn unsheathing your weapon?
I don't know, then we're kind of back to the RuneScape Classic thing, aren't we?
I don't know, and would it automatically sheath it when you start running, or...?
Maybe. I think I've seen something like this before, Or if you have a weapon out and you start moving, it'll disappear. Forget where, though.
You do that in... You do it in Legend of Zelda.
Okay. No, I was thinking of somewhere else. I don't know. But definitely a good idea, I think.
It would be pretty annoying, though, if it would, like, put it... Fetus, like, feathered. After
yeah.
you, like, finish fighting, and then, like, when you're training, you go fight another one the next second, so it'd be, like, pulling out, putting in...
Yeah. That would be a bit of a problem.
Well, they'd have to make, like, a button for sheathing it and unsheathing it, then.
They should add blood onto it. Onto the tips, you know?
But then it's not good enough for the 8-year-olds who play.
No, they're supposed to be 13 and up.
I know, but they still designed the game for the 8-year-olds that play it. Why else do they have a sensor?
Blood is supposed to be, like, 18 plus. Well, I guess not on RuneScape.
No.
Because it's just, like, yeah. Oh, the graphics are so bad in RuneScape.
Mushroom Queen and I were talking, and we had got an idea for a quest reward. I don't know if I talked about this, but it's a special kind of sword inspired by Klingons. One's called a Batleth, and one's called a Mechleth. The Mechleth is a more aggressive weapon, Batleth is more defensive, and they're like bladed weapons, you know? It's like two scimitars stuck together.
I've seen it.
Yeah, so those are good weapons, but I just had to throw that in. But I think we had good rants today. Okay, on to other things, I guess, now. The contest winner. Even though Brad was not here, we took some time, picked a contest winner, and the winner is... Who is it? I guess you guys don't know. Anyways, no. The winner for this month is PFK99, so you can contact me or Brad to arrange your time to come on the show sometime next month, next week, sometime within the next month. Congratulations on that. Few people sent things in. We got about 5 submissions this time. This time around, better than the 3 we got last Halloween.
I won that.
Yeah, you did. So, good on you. What else have we got? New skill of the month is fire making. Anybody planning on doing fire making?
Maybe.
Well, this would have been really good for me if they didn't have to ban me.
Yeah. I can sell you some logs.
Nope, with a lot of money.
I can sell anyone logs who needs some. I got 120k maples.
I got 9k, so that's 129k. We'll work out a deal.
I only have like 1,000 GP.
Okay, maybe you can have some for free then. If you decide to do it, let me know.
Well, yes, get it high enough to be on the high scores first.
Oh,
or is
right.
it already?
Or I don't want to get on the high scores.
Okay.
Did
logs on NMR 7.
Did anyone choose fire making last month?
I'm not sure. Normally, the way the system works is it emails out the winners like that when the skill competition ends because it's based on the average. But I can check right now quickly. Give me a minute, and I'll check see what we got. If my connection would cooperate.
Yeah, last month. It was Kenny and Metal Maniac that won.
Yeah, they won the pot after a long time of it not being claimed.
Yeah,
it took
for...
like 4 months.
Yeah,
before it was claimed. Like wow.
Before someone chose the right skill.
Holy cow! We already got lots of sign-ups for this one. Wow.
How many?
Okay, quick. What's one? What's 56 minus 41?
15?
Yeah, 15 already. So, that's a lot. Let's see. Skill bet. Oh, yes, 2 people chose fire making. So, those 2 people, if they get enough XP, will be splitting the pot of 100k this month. See, the way it works is you need to get a certain amount of XP in order for you to be eligible, because... If everybody just signed up and picked a skill, it wouldn't be fair for those people to get something for not doing anything that month. You guys get where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. events this weekend, tomorrow. Drainer Arson. You're running that, aren't you, Warren?
Yeah.
Which is at 8 p.m. GMT, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. So be there to light Drainer and surrounding area on fire.
And Drainer Manor.
Yes.
That's the reason why we chose it, not another one.
Yeah, that's right. And on the Sunday, we've got the God Wars trip, which is more of a high-level thing, so if you're level 100 plus, or if you're less than level 100 and still want to try, feel free to come along. We've got the meeting place listed, and we're looking for a few level 3s to be decoys.
They'd be gone in one hit. They wouldn't even make it into the thing.
Well, yeah, but you never know. They could provide a decoy.
So what kind of gear should we recommend people bring for that one?
I'm going to be bringing my Varax.
I thought it was supposed to be like range gear you're supposed to take. I'm not,
to Bandos?
I haven't looked it up.
We're going to Bandos, so I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's where we're going.
Maybe you should bring really, 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 really expensive items.
No, thank you.
No, Shane wants some free stuff.
See, you guys weren't here last week, but that change where the combat thing where it'll be a minute, you know, like, I guess that helps it for people stealing items and whatnot, you know, so.
Well, people's items won't be able to get returned to them if they die now at the Bandos.
I know, because it's so far away.
I guess we'll be using the loot chair thing, though.
Yeah, world 131 because of loot chair.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played with that yet. I don't know how to turn it on.
Yeah, well, we might have to. Maybe we'll run a test run somewhere, like at the KQ or something, you and me.
Okay.
Anyways, yes. World for tomorrow's event is 128, which is 2 to the 7.
Okay.
I like that number.
How do you know this?
It's just second nature to me, because that's how you'd count binary, you know? Like 7 bits is 128. 8 bits is 256. So what have we been doing, everyone? Warren, what have you been doing besides setting up the new iMac?
That took like 10 minutes.
I know. You just plug it in and you go. You don't have to worry about viruses or spyware. It's a really nice feeling to just be able to plug in a computer and turn it on and go. Hey?
Except I had to find the password for the wireless internet thing.
Oh, yeah. When we did this show 2 weeks ago with Trekkie and Mike, we had an instance about my WPA password.
That was Jeff.
Oh. Oh, right. It was, it's 64 characters long.
Yeah. You don't need to be that secure.
Why not?
Well, I guess. But it's just difficult for entering.
Uh-huh. So, what have you been doing?
Me?
Yes.
Nothing, really.
Yeah.
School, lots of school.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've been doing, too. Some woodcutting along the time. Java programming. Ugh, I don't like Java. It's such an annoying language to code in.
Just, you know what's even more annoying is JavaScript. I'm still completely recoding the map for upgrades for the item database and stuff, and I don't know. I hate JavaScript.
Yeah, the thing is, it's interpreted different in everything and in every browser. Internet Explorer will determine it differently than Firefox. Firefox will determine it differently than Safari, and Safari will determine it differently than Opera. So you just have to try and hope it works. So that's what we've been up to. Anything else before we put this one in the bag?
Play the leopard clip.
Oh, yes. Oh, RSPNB update 123 is done for October 26, 2007, with
Orange.
Orange and Mike. Well, Mike, let's call that. There we go. See? See you next week.
I'm a leopard, man.